What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
People are stupid, but I'm not. That's why I'm the Daily Show's expert on whatever they need me to be. Science stuff.
I stopped showing up to school entirely. I never graduated.
Weather stuff.
The Great Lakes, Michigan, Erie, Superior, Huron, and that other one.
Especially chart stuff.
Very sensitive area right in the middle.
My dad always said, if you're holding a clipboard, people will believe anything. And I know it's true, because when he told me that, he was holding a clipboard. So when The Daily Show needs an expert, they turn to me. Dr. Michael Costa.
Michael, we've been over this. Dude, you don't have a PhD.
Don't listen to that guy. He's not a doctor. What's important is that you can trust me to get you the facts, the biased truth.
The unbiased truth.
The unbiased truth. Sure. I don't know. You're the expert.
Here at the show, we pay a lot of attention to what's going on in the news. But how much are the people right outside our studio following along? Well, we sent Michael Costa to find out.
All right, welcome to Fill Me In, the game show where you fill in the
news
blank.
Okay, let's get started.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. You know who he is?
No.
He's a Republican senator.
Okay.
I just told you that. Chuck Grassley, 88-year-old senator.
Okay.
He recently tweeted, quote, "It's 4 a.m. in Iowa, so I'm blank."
He's hitting the restroom, drinking coffee.
Why would you say that?
Because he's 88 years old.
And if you're 88 and you're not drinking coffee, you are?
Boring.
Dead. Correct.
Milking the cows?
No, that's not what he said. He said he was running.
Oh, that sounds like a lie.
Why do you say that?
Because he's 88 and he looks like that.
I mean, my grandpa's 88. I don't even like him standing.
0 points on the board. It's still anyone's game.
Alabama Republican Tim James is running for governor, vowing to, quote, fight the beast with three heads, critical race theory, transgender rights, and blank in public schools.
Masks.
Masks.
Okay, think dumber than masks.
I don't know, basic human rights?
Think less threatening.
Religious freedom?
Even less threatening than
evolution.
What is something that maybe you've done in the last month that made you feel centered? Look, I'm doing it right now.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Are you kidding
Alabama
me?
Alabama Republican.
Hey, that's good enough for 1 point. Next question.
You're gonna love this next one. A lyric from a new Kanye West album. Some say Adam could never be black because a black man will never blank. White guy, I would sit this one out.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not gonna say a single thing.
Yo, I'm sitting this one out.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, you won't get canceled. This is TV, it's not Twitter.
Black men don't cheat.
Cheat.
Get cheated on?
Cheat! It is wrong! Some say Adam could never be black because a black man will never...
Die.
Die. A black man will never die? Is that accurate?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. How about this? What if I told you the answer was share his rib.
Wow.
Now I'm gonna get canceled.
Let's give some people a chance for double points.
This one I'm not gonna give you the speaker, but if you can guess who said this, I'll give you bonus points. Who said, I'm more of a blank than I am a politician?
Trump has said it in some form.
Okay. This man looks great with his shirt off.
Putin?
Do you think Putin looks great with his shirt off?
I don't, but he said he does.
That jumped right out there.
All right.
Does this help?
Oh, yeah, I should definitely know who that dude is.
Is this?
Wasn't he Batman?
Sure, absolutely he was Batman.
Matthew McConaughey.
What is he more of than a politician?
A stud.
You think he said, I'm more of a stud than a politician?
Yeah.
This is what he said. I'm more of a folksy, philosopher, poet, statesman than I am a politician. Isn't that kind of a badass answer?
No, I don't think so.
Congratulations to everyone who played. Let's find out what they won.
Okay, here's your prize. You get a photograph of Chuck Grassley, put it in your bathroom, it'll be a reminder to use sunscreen.
Sure. I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I do not.
She doesn't want it. Thank you, Mo. Bye.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Every once in a while, an ordinary person goes above and beyond to change the world. Tonight, Michael Costa has found one of those persons for another episode of Thank Me Later.
Hi, I'm Michael Costa. Believe it or not, modern doctors or gynecologists aren't being adequately trained on the anatomy of the zone that makes his the clitoris. That is, until one woman decided to give doctors, and laymen such as myself, the map we so desperately needed. I sat down with this hero, and you? You can thank me later.
I'm Jessica Pinn, and I have gotten 5 textbooks changed to include detailed anatomy of the clitoris.
Let me just back up here for a second, because I know about the clitoris, okay? I know very much about the clitoris, but some of our audience may be a little less informed. So why don't you just explain to our audience where and what the clitoris is, please.
So the clitoris is the primary somatosensory organ of female sexual response.
The primary sensory organ of the female sexual response. Go ahead, yep.
It looks like this.
That looks like a coat hanger with balls.
Well, this is what a clitoris looks like. Most women orgasm from external clitoral stimulation.
Show me again how you did that. I mean, I know, but just so our viewers, just show me again.
This is a common way to stimulate the clitoris. And this is the anatomy that I've been getting covered.
At the time of Jessica's study, no medical textbook included anatomy of the clitoris, while these same textbooks were cock-a-block with penis cross-sections. Ouch.
So the penis gets covered in great depth. As an example, Medscape provides 57 times as many words on the penis as on the clitoris. And I've asked them to...
Dick, dong, ding dong, schlong.
Oh, no. I mean, like, words... Like, I counted the number of words in order to quantify how much coverage there was of penile anatomy versus clitoral anatomy. And it was 57 times. And that's a huge problem because doctors will think they know adequate clitoral anatomy when they don't. That's scary because then they will be operating on people and not realizing what they need to watch out for. And that's actually what happened to me.
Jessica herself was harmed during a surgery and dove into academic research to find out what went wrong. She soon discovered that medical textbooks were ignoring the clitoris. And she decided to apply some pressure to this sensitive area.
When I first started emailing medical leadership and textbook authors, it didn't seem like I was getting anywhere. No one was listening, and it was so frustrating. In 2018, I crashed the ACOG annual meeting. ACOG is the American College of OBGYNs. And I passed out flyers of clitoral anatomy.
Not surprisingly, Jessica's strategy of handing out flyers like the clitoris was a Times Square comedy show didn't work.
I realized there was a need for me to have credibility. So I went to my dad, who is a plastic surgeon, and I told him that I needed to publish a study. So I dissected clitorises with my dad.
Wait, what?
You what?
It's actually so funny. I dissected clitorises with my dad.
That's amazing. Me and my dad watch Adam Sandler movies, but if this is what you do with your dad, cool.
Yeah.
How do you dissect a clitoris?
From cadavers?
Dead people clitoris?
Yeah. That's how you learn anatomy.
Then it was time for Jessica and her dad to start slicing and dicing.
We went to the anatomy lab and my dad said a lot of people faint or throw up. So if you need to sit down, that's okay. And I was like, no, like hand me the scissors. Before our study, a surprising number of OBGYNs told me to my face, those nerves are very thin and difficult to dissect, but they were larger than even I thought.
Wait, what?
Wait.
How do you know that this cadaver didn't just have a big clitoris?
By the way,
that's the first time I've ever said that sentence in my life.
So we did 10 for our study. And so we measured the nerves in all 10 specimens.
Wow.
In 2019, Jessica's groundbreaking study was published in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal, but it didn't get a lot of attention. The medical community was ignoring her study like it was, I just can't think of a good analogy, but you get it. So Jessica started pushing her cause on social media, publicly calling out doctors and textbook authors, forcing them to make real changes.
Wait, you're saying TikTok made real life changes to actual graduate level medical textbooks?
Yeah, 5 of them.
Wow, okay.
Besides the sense of satisfaction you get from protecting women from needless suffering, have you received anything for your work? Any cash payments or schools named after you? A free sub at Subway?
No.
Jessica, we mailed you a box.
Okay. My gosh!
Could you please read it out loud?
It says, Jessica Ann Pinn, you may have rubbed a few people the wrong way, but thank you for your tireless service to enlarge our nation's clitorature. Oh, that's awesome!
So far, Jessica's activism has helped change standardized exams for some med school graduates, new certification guidelines for practicing OBGYNs, and 5 textbooks. And Jessica, you can add one more book to your list, because I'm updating my diary. And you can thank me later.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. The overturning of Roe v. Wade is a major attack on women's reproductive rights. But it's not a battle that women have to fight alone. We sent Michael Costa to find out what men can do.
A woman's right to choose is being eroded across this country. And as a man, I've been paying very close, half attention to this issue for several weeks.
Thousands of people are standing up for a woman's right to choose.
After nearly 50 years, the nation's highest court overturns Roe versus Wade, taking away the constitutional right to an abortion.
It's insane that we're going all the way back to the way things were in 1970.
It's a war on women. That's what it is.
To investigate more into women's reproductive rights, I went to the obvious choice, a man. Meet Dr. Gurarin, who trained in family medicine and obstetrics.
Let's talk about some of these anti-abortion laws that are popping up. I mean, right now, women that want to have an abortion have to leave the state like it's Ted Cruz during an emergency.
It seems that we either punish, criticize, and judge just the women.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an issue, because men actually were part of that reproductive process. It takes two to tango, and the men seem to be absent in this whole discussion.
You're right.
Absolutely.
And we can protest, and we can vote, and we can
get a vasectomy.
And what did you just say?
Get a vasectomy.
Okay. Slow down. Isn't that a bit 0 to 100? Can we maybe tickle the balls before we slice them off?
We don't slice testicles off. Listen, Michael.
Yes.
For decades, women have carried the burden of contraception.
Yeah.
Men in general have assumed that reproductive decisions fall on the shoulders of women.
Mm.
So getting more vasectomies actually is going to show that we care, that we want to participate. That's not all, but that's a very good first step.
Cutting off the balls is a good first step.
Do you understand what a vasectomy is?
Yeah, it's when you remove the vasect in me.
You actually interrupt a tiny little tube called the vas deferens.
The vas deferens, you interrupt that. I know, but continue, please.
Well, the vas deferens is a small structure that comes out of the testicle.
Out of the testicle. That's where the vas deferens are, the testicles. Please
continue. And transports the sperm.
Sperm.
And put it into the semen.
Yeah.
So that it comes out.
Right.
Through the penis.
Right.
And then you can get somebody pregnant.
Penis. Do you have to wear one of those cones? That's what my dog has to do.
No, you don't.
If I get a vasectomy, how high will my voice go after that?
It will not.
I will be talking, hey, Dr. G did my vasectomy.
No. Listen, Michael, it is responsible to do something like that because you are being part of the reproductive decisions.
And Dr. G wasn't alone in his beliefs of neutering men to make the world a better place.
About 500,000 vasectomies are performed in the United States every year. Doctors say that number may be increasing in Texas following the passage of the state's Heartbeat Act.
That's right. So far, there's been a 15% surge of vasectomies motivated by the state law.
Have you ever had a vasectomy?
Yes, I did my own vasectomy.
You did it?
I did it.
Was it like a moment of extreme horniness and you had to do it right then and there?
Listen, the point here is not I did my vasectomy. The point is...
No, that is the point. Are there any other medical procedures you've performed on yourself, crazy doctor?
Point is, it is so simple that if the surgeon decides to do it and is able to do it, then other men should have no problem getting that procedure done.
Okay, what about just the pull-out method? The pull-out method doesn't work?
It doesn't.
Oh my God.
Maybe Dr. G was onto something, but I wanted to hear from a regular old Joe who wasn't a doctor, a completely normal American who was willing to get his scrotum touched and let me watch.
Why are you getting a vasectomy?
I'm getting one because my wife has already went through, childbirth and all of those different hormone changes, so I just figured that a vasectomy was something that I could do to help take some of that burden off of her.
You know, I have a kid. She's cute, 2 years old. There are good days, right? Those are nice, those good days. And there are bad days. You know, yesterday, she wouldn't eat. So I made her some oatmeal, and she keeps taking the spoon and throwing the spoon, and I would say, no throw, and then she'd say, no throw, and then I would pick up the spoon and give it back to her, and then she would throw it. And then I'm like, okay, so you're not gonna eat. So then I try to put pants on her, but she won't put her pants on. If anything, she ripped off her diaper, and it's filled with all this, like, gross urine and poo. And then she throws the diaper up, and now the dog is eating the diaper filled with poo. And I'm going, do I love my kid? I think I love my kid. You know, I tell her I love her all the time, but she never says anything back. If anything, she just takes, you know? Here I am making all this money, and she just is throwing her diapers and throwing the oatmeal. It's f***ing hard being a parent, man. Maybe I should get a vasectomy.
You should look into it.
You're a cool guy. I think it's cool you're doing this, and if people at home, you know, aren't sure if Travis is a cool dude, his sunglasses are on his head.
Yeah.
For an indoor interview.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, that communicates you're a bad mother.
Definitely.
I look forward to seeing your scrotal sack and the left and right vas deferens.
I'm sure Travis had some great memories with his uncut vas deferens, but now it was time to say goodbye. These nuts, the pipes, they jizz no more. Snip, snip, hooray, enjoy the carefree sex. If change your mind, it's totally reversible. Sleepless nights, you'll still have them, but it won't be from unwanted children.
We're done.
What?
We're done.
You're done? I haven't even gotten to my other verse. I mean, that's fast. All right.
No more Travis seeds to impregnate women. That's a hero. And while getting a vasectomy is not a solution in helping women with their reproductive rights, it is a snip in the right direction.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.